Ashley Thompson.
And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The mercenary group leader who staged a short-lived rebellion against Russia is now exiled in Belarus as part of a deal to end the uprising. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
Belarus's president, a key Vladimir Putin ally, says Wagner Group chief Yevgeny Prigozhin and some troops are welcome to stay for some time. State Department spokesman Matthew Miller calls that a mistake.
Everywhere that Wagner goes, death and destruction follows in their wake.
While Russia says it will not prosecute Prigozhin for the revolt, Putin appeared to set the stage for charges against another Prigozhin-owned company, saying he hopes it did not steal from the $941 million earned from a government contract. Putin's trying to project authority after the gravest threat to his power amid his war against Ukraine, whose military is getting more U.S. aid.
Valued up to $500 million.
Pentagon spokesman Pat Ryder says it includes more air defense missiles and armored vehicles. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The UN Human Rights Office released a new report Tuesday indicating Russian forces in Ukraine carried out widespread and systemic torture of civilians.
The report covered a 15-month period from the beginning of the war in February of 2022 to May of 2023. It documented 75 cases of arbitrary detention by Ukrainian security forces, saying a significant proportion of these amounted to enforced disappearances. But speaking remotely to a news conference in Geneva, the head of the UN Human Rights Mission to Ukraine, Matilda Wagner, said that a report documented 864 cases of Russia arbitrarily detaining civilians in Ukraine, including children and the elderly.
Russian armed forces, law enforcement, and penitentiary authorities engaged in widespread torture and ill treatment of civilian detainees. Most of those we interviewed